In this bulletin, Labor ahead once again in the latest news poll. Class actions in the High Court on behalf of asylum seekers in offshore detention. And Australia up for a tough last day of the first test match in Adelaide. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The year's last news poll has resulted in a third consecutive slump for the coalition to trail Labor on a two-party preferred vote of 55 to 45. The news poll, published in The Australian, shows Labor's primary vote has risen a point to 41%. The coalition also recovered a point to 35%. The poll results also reveal Scott Morrison is still favoured over Bill Shorten for the top job. However, Mr. Shorten has managed to close the gap on Mr. Morrison's lead, gaining 2 points to 36%, while the Liberal leader dropped to 44%. Two class actions have been launched in the High Court on behalf of asylum seekers in Australia's offshore detention centres. The parallel lawsuits have been initiated by the National Justice Project Not-for-Profit Legal Service and lawyer Julian Burnside QC on behalf of asylum seekers transferred to Manus Island and Nauru by the Australian government. National Justice Project's principal solicitor, George Newhouse, says the suit alleges they've been subjected to torture, crimes against humanity, and the intentional infliction of harm by the Australian government. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is accusing Labor of backing a policy that will end offshore detention of asylum seekers and restart the boats. Labor is supporting a bill that would see doctors play a much greater role in deciding whether a refugee should be medically evacuated to Australia. The bill passed the Senate last week and could have the numbers to pass the House of Representatives when it next sits in February. Mr. Dutton has told Sky News he's concerned about the potential ramifications of not allowing the Immigration Minister to have the final say on cases.
It would be easier for somebody charged with a sexual offence to come via boat into our country than it would if they were to try and come here on a spousal visa or a tourist visa, and the minister would not have a say, an ultimate say, in that circumstance. And that is a complete and utter disgrace.
The New South Wales government has again rejected the possibility of pill testing being introduced at music festivals following the death of a man on the weekend. Callum Brosnan died on Sunday and three others were taken to hospital after suspected drug overdoses at the Knockout Games of Destiny dance party on Saturday night. The death of the 19-year-old comes after two people died after overdosing at the Sydney Music Festival DEFCON 1 earlier this year. The drug law reform campaign Take Control wants pill testing at festivals, but the Premier has rejected this, telling the Nine Network that the government won't endorse anything that normalises illegal drug taking.
If we thought it would save a single life, of course we'd go down that path. But unfortunately, what pill testing doesn't do is really take into account people's different physical attributes. What is safe for one person isn't safe for another. What is a safe dose for one person isn't a safe dose for another. And I would hate to think that that culture of taking illegal drugs is one which is normalised and one where pill testing is seen to be the absolute end to fixing this problem.
The man accused of the murder of British backpacker Grace Mullane in New Zealand has made his first appearance in court. The 26-year-old was taken into custody after police launched a homicide probe over the weekend and found Miss Mullane's body in bush on the western outskirts of the city. It was found about 25 kilometres from where she was last seen entering the Central City Life Hotel with a man on December 1st. The accused had a bid to keep his name secret rejected, but an immediate appeal by his lawyer means he still can't be publicly identified. Now to sport, Australia's test team will need to score 219 runs from 91 overs today in order to win the first test against India. The Australians will start day 5 of the Adelaide test on 4 for 104 with Sean Marsh and Travis Head at the crease. Australian spinner Nathan Lyon was the star yesterday with 6 wickets to his name, marking his 13th 5-wicket haul. The Indians are chasing their first test win in Australia since 2008 and their first ever test series win in the country. Well, now today's weather. Perth, sunny in 29. Adelaide, mostly sunny in 28 degrees. Becoming sunny in Melbourne, 21. Hobart, a possible shower, 21. Canberra, showers developing in 30. Wollongong, a shower or two, 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 31. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, showers, a possible storm, 28. And Darwin, much the same, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.